Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 62 of the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast. We are your hosts,
Tony.
And I am Lou. And the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast is brought to you by MenuMinder, Chicago's best way to find restaurants online. You can find restaurants, search food, search wine, search for whatever you want, and you'll find it. Because with MenuMinder, you can find food for your mood. So what's going on, Tony?
Nothing. We got a lot of mail.
We do have a lot
of
mail.
And we have a lot of response to our Pixar.
Yes, we do. Yes,
conversation.
And you have to admit, I was more right than you were.
No, you were not.
No. You are crazy.
Here's the thing.
No. Wait a second.
No.
You said that everyone would agree with you that Cars was the worst of all Pixar movies, and that is absolutely not how it played out.
No, but did anyone put Cars in their top three?
Yes.
No.
Four people said that Cars was one of their favorite Pixar movies.
Those are stupid people. Give me that.
No. Okay, wait a minute. Now, I need to address something because you just said that.
No, I'm kidding. Because they're not stupid people. They're not.
Okay.
But they have no account of taste.
I'm sorry. You can't say that. It's totally subjective.
Cars is terrible.
It's not terrible.
It's
you just
terrible.
Didn't like it. You hate Cars and you hate Owen Wilson.
Uh-huh.
And so that's two things you didn't like. I have to say, though, I was very surprised by some of the people's
responses. A lot of people didn't like WALL-E.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like WALL-E. A lot of people were with me in that they didn't like Bugs Life.
That's because they're waitists.
What?
They're waitists.
Maybe. The one that I was so surprised to see a lot of kind of hate for was Ratatouille.
Oh, you know what? I'm not a fan of that either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I really
liked
it.
You know why? Because that was the one I think that was not very adult oriented. You know what I mean? That was more for kids, that movie.
Yeah, I guess I would disagree with that. Because
well, you would be completely wrong.
Well, because there was so much of it that was about the love for the food, and I don't think kids could have any relation to that part
why
of the storyline. Because the kids don't understand that kind of passion for food. At a 5 to 10 year old,
it's
doesn't
not
get
a difficult concept.
Yes, it is. Kids are not passionate.
I know,
about
but the humor in it—the humor in it—was not adult at all.
Well, I think that's maybe the reason a lot of people were not as crazy about that movie, because there was that disconnect between the subject and the humor.
Uh huh.
But visually, I loved it too, and I like the food parts of it. I liked. I know. You know, just like you, I know
who are
a lot
the people
of people
who like Cars. I want names.
Chrisanne, Wendy, Peter, and Lisa.
All so all those, girls.
And one of those people is named Peter. Wow. Okay. But the thing that I was the most surprised about.
These are the people that posted on your Facebook wall, right? And not on the fan page.
Hold on.
They're
a second.
Not even listeners.
Hold on a second. Yes, they are. A lot of them are listeners.
Yeah. Peter, I want you to next time. When this is over and you listen to this, I want you to post something on our fan page.
Okay. Anyway.
Otherwise, Peter's opinion is null and void. The other three are girls.
Untrue. Untrue. Anyway, the thing I was most surprised about is that the one that people picked as one of their favorites more than any other one, Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, that's a solid film.
I'm going to have to go back and rewatch that because I don't remember liking that movie
you
that
are,
much.
Because I went into it thinking I wasn't going to like it, and I was pleasantly surprised.
And I went into it thinking I was going to like it, and I ended up not liking it. But yeah. I don't remember why. I've only seen it once. So I think I'm going to have
anyway,
to give
this
that
was
one
really interesting debate.
And
really, I mean,
I know
I just said some mean things. I was just playing.
Yeah.
But except for Peter. You better post on the fan page because I don't believe you're a listener. Who is Peter?
He used to be my boss.
Oh.
So you can't really say
did
that.
Did he fire you?
No, I quit.
Yeah, because you were about to get fired?
No, because the company moved and I didn't want to move. So there you go.
And he's talked to you about the podcast.
Can we please
he
just move
on? He doesn't listen
to
the podcast.
I don't know if he listens to the podcast. What difference
poll,
does it make?
Well, because
like,
this whole
I love
poll,
movies.
I know. This whole poll was for our listeners.
By the way, we're going to pick one of these people and send him a prize. So,
it's not Peter.
Well, you can't say that. It's random.
And it's not anyone who put Cars in their top three.
Oh, well, you definitely can't say that.
I am going
okay,
to say
that.
Okay,
here's what I want you to say. Because you don't know the order that I have these written down, because it's random. I want you to give me two numbers. The first number I want you to give me
what
is,
are the prizes? Do we have
oh,
prizes
hold on.
To give
we'll
away?
We'll figure that out later. So the first number that I want you to give me is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, give me a number between 1 and 10, including 1 or 10, any number between 1 and 10.
9.
9. Okay, now give me a number between either 1 or 2.
What?
Just give me either, say either 1 or 2.
Well, that's not very random.
Well, it is because I'm asking you for random and you don't know what that applies to here. 1 or 2?
4.
You can't. You can't
two.
Say that. 2. Okay. So our winner is Lisa. Lisa, you are our winner. There you go.
How did you, what was your science behind that?
Well, it was rows and columns, and you didn't know who lined up where, so there you go. Lisa, congratulations.
Did Lisa have cars in her top three?
Yes, she did.
You are not winning anything,
sorry,
Lisa.
Sorry, Lisa, you are our winner. I'm not sure what we're sending you yet, but...
You know what, actually, in order for Lisa to win, Lisa has to send us an email with the word on it. And if she doesn't send it within a week of this podcast being posted, she doesn't win anything.
What's the word? Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. Fine.
Okay. So do you want to move on with the...
Is this the Lisa we went to high school with?
No. Different Lisa.
Oh. Well, I got a little passionate there about my hatred for cars. And
that's fine.
And non-listeners, yeah. Peter.
That's so mean. Do you want to go on with what?
I feel I need to settle down a little. I need like a calming tea or something.
We don't have any of that here.
Yeah, I know.
I got water and I got Diet RC. What do you want?
I'm fine.
You had a calming chocolate.
I did. Dorian also sent us an email, and he sent me many messages and all about stuff he wants us to talk about.
Okay, we'll pick some because we can't we can't cover them all in one show. So, because he sent a lot of stuff, so thank you.
He did.
We like that. That's good. That's a lot of material that we have to look forward to covering.
He did. You know what? There was one thing he wanted me to ask you. First of all, he commented about your rant last week about Apple,
yeah. And
he was talking about the iPad, which we will talk about later because I also bought an iPad in the last week. I did not listen to your, I listened to your rant, but I disregarded it.
You probably didn't anyway.
No, I did. I just disregarded.
That's fine.
Here's his question for you.
Okay.
He wants to know if you can get in trouble if you stream movies like Stage View or OV Guide. I'm not sure what that means. Not downloading, but streaming. And then he converts them to watch them on Apple TV and then erases it.
I have no idea. So there okay. You go.
So you've got no...
I don't know why you would get in trouble. If
you're not keeping it or distributing it.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you're streaming it and then just kind of hanging on to it to watch later and then you're getting rid of it.
Dorian also thinks it's funny that every time you rant about Apple, it reminds him of a character named Lou in Fight Club.
That is kind of funny, since my name is also Lou. I will have the listeners know at this point in time, I am not a member of any Fight Club, nor have I ever been.
No. But, I mean, if you were, you wouldn't be able to talk about it, so it is very possible that you are, in fact, a member of Fight Club.
I have no comment.
We have one other thing.
That's it? I thought there was a litany of them.
Oh, you know what? I'd use the iPad right here.
Are you having trouble trying to figure out how to use the iPad?
Stritch would like to know a question here, and this question is for you. Have you done any research on Android 2.1? He's awfully tempted with the HTC Incredible, but doesn't know about CDMA versus GSM. So Lou, being an AT&T Apple hater, he wonders if you looked into any of this and your thoughts.
Well, I will tell you that my thoughts on cell technology in general, you have to understand that the U.S. has the oldest cellular system in the world. Mm-hmm. We had it before anyone else did. But it also means that we kind of have the worst because we have a bunch of different technologies that don't work together. So in terms of if you're looking for something that's going to be the most versatile no matter where you are, I would probably recommend sticking with something that's based on GSM because that's what a lot of the rest of the world uses. So for instance, G3 and, you know, or 3G, I should say, 3G and 4G are things that have to do with GSM, whereas CDMA is more of a specific thing that has to do with certain carriers that started here in the U.S. and not, you know, it's not really used that much elsewhere. So I would say you're going to be better off, especially if you do any traveling, with something that's GSM based. If you're not going to be doing any traveling, if you don't care about that, if you don't care about using it on other networks, then it probably doesn't really matter. You should probably just buy a device that you like the features of and that you like as a telephone. That's one thing I'll say about the iPhone, for instance.
You see something positive here?
I am. I mean, I don't deny that Apple makes some good products and does some good stuff in their products. My problem is with them more as a company,
right,
and the fact that they act like every decision they make is for the good of their customers when that's absolutely not true at all. They make a lot of decisions because they're based on what Steve Jobs and other people at Apple want, based on their egos, based on their deficiencies that they try to hide as strategically crafted decisions. Right. And that's the stuff I don't like about them. For instance, I think the iPhone is one of the best mobile devices that's ever been available in terms of just a handheld computer. Mm-hmm. But as a telephone, it's probably the worst mobile phone I've ever owned.
Okay.
The sound quality is not good. It drops calls all the time. And I really don't care if it's Apple's fault or AT&T's fault. It just stinks.
Right.
And since the two are tied together, it doesn't really matter whose fault it is. As a telephone, it's really not that good of a phone. As a camera phone, it's not that good of a phone. There's no flash. Right. The camera quality isn't that good. It doesn't work that well in low light situations. So it does a lot of things really nicely, but as a telephone and as a camera phone, it's not a good product, plain and simple.
Right.
And so that's the kind of stuff that I have a problem with. So if you're looking at one of the HTC handsets and you like the way that it sounds, if you're able to use it to make calls and that sort of thing, and if you like the features and if you like the form factor and the price is good and the plans are a good deal, then it's probably going to be good, unless, like I said, you're doing a lot of traveling, and then you probably want to stick with GSM.
I just want to say for the record that Stritch's favorite Pixar movies are Incredibles, Monsters, Inc., and Nemo, all solid choices. And his least favorite, Cars, thank you.
And Up. Didn't he say he hated Up?
Yeah, but well, that's because it was too emotional for him. And
that's not what he said.
It is.
He said it was too emotional
for
him?
Up did nothing for me. Too heartwarming, I guess.
Oh, I thought that was a joke.
That's why. Well, he may have meant it as a joke, but that's what he put. I'm just going by his words. Right. That's all I can go by.
Okay.
So there.
Okay. I counted him in the votes, you know.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. All right. So even with his vote for Cars as one of his least favorite,
I think we should give him Lisa's prize.
We can't do that. She's already.
What
been
is
picked.
The prize?
We don't know yet. It's going to be revealed in the course of the show. I think we should send her your iPad.
Hell no.
Because trust me, you won't be using that for long.
You should send her a copy of Cars so she can watch it again and see how just
she
terrible
has
it is.
She already has it.
Really?
Yes.
How well do you know Lisa?
I know her quite well.
Really?
Yes. Used to work with her.
Yeah. All right. I think...
forget it. You lost
Lori gave us a little note. She's mad that she can't watch Hulu on her iPhone. Okay. I don't think we'll ever see the day when that can happen. Do you?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, because... haven't they already announced that they're going to start converting a lot of videos to H.264 instead of Flash video?
The reason I didn't think it was going to happen, because I think it would be a conflict of interest for Apple because they sell all those shows on iTunes. They sell SNL and The Office and all that on iTunes. So I would see that as maybe them thinking that they're going to lose money.
Well, if Hulu does that on their website, then Apple can't do anything about it because you'd be able to get to Hulu.com through Safari.
You don't think Apple would put something on there where you couldn't?
They would catch a lot of hell if they started censoring what websites you visit. And even in Steve Jobs' own rant last week against Adobe, he said that he thinks that H.264 is where everything's going to go instead of Flash Video.
Dorian made another comment about how he was at GameTrailers.com when he first got his iPad, and he wanted to watch videos, but he couldn't because the little blue icon came up that says it didn't support
Flash. Right, because there's no Flash.
Yeah. And then he went back a week later on his iPad, and there is an option now if you're using an iPhone or the iPad to where you can watch trailers, so it's done
in
that format.
They may have switched, yeah.
So,
or put them both up there. So see, that's what I'm saying. You can't, and once it's on the web, you can't block it.
I have to say, that was before I got the iPad, that was one of my biggest complaints was the lack of Flash. But other than a few, I was shopping for cars, so a lot of car websites are just completely Flash-based.
Right.
So there were a couple of those I couldn't get to, but I haven't, you know.
I think it was a really stupid decision to not put a camera on it. That doesn't make any sense at all.
The only thing I can think of, the reason why they didn't, is because they're going to put it in the next one, and that's their way of getting someone who owns this one.
Right, but that's
I agree. I'm not defending it.
Okay.
I'm not defending it at all. I'm saying that's probably the reason why it's not on here.
Sure. Sure.
No, I have in no way defended their business practices.
Right.
I'm just... You know, sometimes I think you get carried away when you're like, their product is crap, and then like, you know...
No,
just on the sheer enjoyment of this product, I've had nothing, you know, I have no regrets whatsoever.
It's just a giant iPhone without the phone.
I know it is, but let me just say, we'll get to that in games, but, you know, whether it's playing a game or, you know, reading a book or the internet.
Hey, bigger is better.
It really, I mean, it's actually the perfect size for me.
It's a good form factor. I think they did a good job picking the form.
I mean, I've really enjoyed going to bed and reading a book on it, and I haven't had any eye strain, although I get sleepy when I read. So
I found, now granted, I only looked at it for a minute, but I found it to look strange when I was looking at web pages on it. I don't know what it is, but something looked weird to me on it. It almost looked like there was some kind of strange lens over it, or something was warped or distorted. It looked weird.
Really? Even right now?
Let me look. Because we weren't actually connected and I couldn't change. Yeah, there's something that looks strange to me. I can't figure out what it is.
Maybe you're just not used to looking at...
No, it looks...
It's that small.
It looks like there's some kind of curvature going on.
I don't see it.
I know you don't see it, and I don't... I can't really pinpoint what it is, but there's something about it that looks a little funky. But it's definitely a lot more readable than on the iPhone, that's for sure.
For sure.
Because it's like six iPhones put together.
Right. Are you ready to get into video games? We've spent a lot of time.
I am. Yeah, go ahead.
And
that's fine. We'll have a short TV section because neither of us has really watched anything. So
we haven't. But we have both seen movies.
That's true. So this is nice for that.
That is. Let's start with games. I've been playing Just Cause 2 on the PS3.
Okay.
That's one of those open world games.
Now, were you really looking forward to this game, or were you playing it just cause? Oh, it's just cause, not just cause. Sorry.
Who would name a game Just Cause? That's really bad. This is an open world game, and with a lot of elements to it. So it's, you know, because it's open world, it's kind of got the GTA, feel to it.
I don't know what that means.
Grand Theft Auto.
Okay. I've never played that.
I know, but you're about the only one who hasn't.
I think is somebody sighing in the other room?
Yeah, because we're doing
that I don't like, whether it's movies, TV shows, video games,
like
whatever.
You don't like hookers or...
No, it's not that I don't like hookers, which is not to say that I do like hookers. I don't like things... entertainment-related things where everybody in the thing is despicable.
Right.
So I see no point in that.
All right.
And it's not entertaining or enjoyable for me.
Okay.
But you know that.
Yeah, I know that.
It has nothing to do with hookers.
Right.
Because if you put a hooker with a heart of gold in a movie, I'm all for that.
Pretty Woman.
I hated that movie.
Oh, there you go.
That's Julia Roberts' fault, though, not the story in general. I mean, I didn't think it was a great movie, but I just...
Something Wild?
Was it the one with Madonna?
Melanie Griffith.
Oh, I don't like her either. Milk Money? Never even heard of that one.
That's...
That was just a few years ago, right?
She played a hooker in that, too?
Who?
Melanie Griffith.
Oh.
Must not be a stretch.
Oh my gosh, what is going on around
let's
here?
Get back to Just Cause 2.
Yeah, before we get contacted,
so it's an open world
legal department.
It's an open world game, but what I really like about it is it's one of those like the Red Faction Guerrilla games where it's about like destroying things and, you know, furthering yourself in the game by destroying like structures and...
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Luke got up and walked away, and I got distracted and lost my train of thought.
I needed a piece of candy.
And now he's going to eat it.
Oh, that's
good. You know, I love that.
No, that's good stuff. No.
Anyway, I have to say it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, and it's really cool.
What kind of game is it, though?
Action. Third-person action.
What's the setting, I mean?
It takes place somewhere in Asia. It does.
Well, that
I don't remember the country. It might even be fictional. Okay. But this is a terrible review of this game.
It might be fictional.
I mean,
Asia,
the location.
Or Smasia, wherever. It takes place in one of those foreign places.
Oh, this is the most not credible podcast ever.
There's no way that's true.
What's really cool about it is there's a lot of things at your disposal. You have a grappling hook that'll attach to anything. And there are helicopters and there are...
Jell-O?
And your object here is to destroy, you know, most of the other military's bases and structures and that. So it's really cool in that, like, you could be, like... for example, there's one chase scene where you're riding on top of a car and these cars are chasing you and you're supposed to be, like, you know... stopping them from chasing you. And so they'll lean out of the window and you can either like shoot them, or you can shoot the tires of the car and the car spins off, or you can grapple your hook against a tree and then shoot shoot the other end of the hook to the car, and so then the car gets caught, you know, gets like whip smacked by
the
tree. Little
speeder bike action.
Oh, it's so cool. I mean, that's what's cool about when you're doing these missions, there's like 1,000 ways to handle these missions.
Yeah.
So if you're on like a helicopter, like you can be like hanging from your grappling hook from a helicopter and then swing over onto something else and then get back on the helicopter.
That's really cool.
It's really cool. I mean, there's...
It's really cool if it's done as a physics model. If it's done where you can tell that they pre-scripted certain...
No, it's not.
Things, yeah.
Not. Then it's, I mean, what they did is they put down a setting where almost everything is, you can attach with the grappling
right.
hook. And then, you know, and there just happens to be a helicopter. And it's just really cool. I mean, because yeah. there's so many. You could do a mission 10 times and do it different every single time.
Yeah. So that sounds cool.
It's fun. My only thing, some of the movement is a little frantic. Like, it's not completely smooth. I mean, this is a really small complaint.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, it's just fun. I mean, the story is irrelevant. I mean, you're just having fun.
Right. I found in Borderlands the movement was very frantic. I had to turn the speed way down of the mouse sensitivity.
Really?
Right. So it's a little bit different, but I had to turn it way down because it was freaking me out a little bit. I don't like it when you move the mouse a tiny bit and you flip around twice.
Yeah,
that's a little hard to control,
and not realistic.
I'm not 11. Okay, I can't deal with that.
Right.
So,
I also want to mention. So, as I've mentioned, I got the iPad. I've been playing Plants vs. Zombies on the iPad, and there is no better way to play that game than on the iPad.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just the size is perfect. You know, the controls on the iPhone were great.
Right.
I mean, just because it was fluid and it was, you know, intuitive, but now with the size being bigger. It just makes sense. It's perfect.
I have to say, I play that every once in a while. If I'm out someplace and I just need to waste a few minutes, uh-huh. I'll bring that up and play another level or part of a level or whatever. And I would say the last 3 or 4 times I played it, it crashed every single time. I was really surprised by that on the iPhone.
On the iPhone.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's one way you can see the power of the iPad over the phone is that, you know, when you load it on the iPhone... The load, you know, the little...
The processor is a lot faster on the iPad.
Right. I mean, it loads almost instantly, whereas, you know, the little load thing is the sod being unrolled.
Right.
And, you know, it happens in like
It takes about 10 or 12 seconds on the iPhone. About 5 seconds on the iPad.
Oh, not even.
Load it up. We're going to count right now. Okay, you tell me when you're going to start, and I'll time it. I'm going to use my iPhone to time your iPad. Wait. Don't start yet. Hey, what are you doing? Turn that off.
You told me to start it.
No, I said tell me when you're going to start.
Well,
because I'm going to time it.
I got to wait till the logo goes away. The PopCap logo. So I'll tell you when to start it.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Start. But you know, that wasn't good.
You didn't tell me when to stop.
I know, because I didn't tell you when it started loading. You know, we'll do this off air.
No, just do it again. Do it again. Do it again because now people want to know. Now people want to know.
Okay. Do you have it on your phone then too? Okay, start.
Okay.
Stop.
4.2.
Okay, now do it on your phone.
Okay.
You know, we could.
Now you have to time it though. Ready?
How am I going to time it?
Isn't there a stopwatch in there? Don't you have a clock?
Not on the pad.
They didn't include one?
What are you going to need that for?
What are you going to need a clock for?
Well, I mean, there's the time up here. No, there's no clock.
That's weird.
Timer.
Okay, you ready?
Or no, stopwatch is what I want, right?
Yeah, stopwatch.
Okay, say when. Okay.
Start.
All right.
Unrolling, counting, and stop.
10.8.
See, I was pretty close. I said 10 to 12, and I said about 5 seconds. Yeah, I don't make this stuff up.
Well, you didn't have any facts behind it.
I have very good, you know, concept of time.
Yeah. So you realize that we just wasted the last 3 minutes then.
That's fine. People can fast forward that part.
But they don't know how boring that last 3 minutes was until they've listened to it.
They may ask for it back.
Anyway, if you have an iPad and you haven't played Plants vs. Zombies, shame on you, first of all. But second of all,
wow.
I mean, it's just, it's awesome.
It is.
And, you know, I haven't played many of the other games. Scrabble. I mean, Scrabble. That's it.
That's it? You haven't played a lot of other games on
that? No, I haven't. I haven't had a lot of time, so I want to start looking into them. And also, I have to say, the games are a little more expensive for the iPad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
they're bigger.
The apps
they use more pixels. That costs money.
Some of the apps and games are more expensive
now,
on the iPad.
Now, you kids at home
so.
That are maybe a little technically challenged, I want you to know that I just made that up. That's not at all true.
Right.
So I don't
well,
want
it's
you
true
to,
that they're more expensive.
I don't want you repeating that, that right. they use more pixels and those cost money, because that's not true.
Right. That's all I have.
Okay. I haven't played anything new.
This is the section that will never die.
No, I haven't played anything new. The only thing that I wanted to talk about is that I one day went to play World of Warcraft, and the server that I usually play on was down for maintenance or something.
Uh-huh.
And so I started a character on a different server just because I felt like playing and my server wasn't up. So it's really interesting to me how much of a difference it makes playing on one server versus another.
Why?
Well, the server that I usually play on...
Is that the one I was playing on?
Yes.
Okay.
Now that I have this other server, now that I know the game and I have this other server to compare it to, the server that I usually play on... I don't really like the people anywhere near as much as on this new server that I started a character on. People are a lot nicer on this one and
now,
a lot more helpful.
Now, was this server more new people?
I don't know if there's any way to tell. I mean, they're both, when you look at them in the server list, they both are labeled medium in terms of the server population.
Right.
But it doesn't say which one is newer or older or anything like that. So I can't really tell.
Okay.
But the people on this one are a lot nicer and a lot more helpful. It's almost weird. It's almost like being in the South when you're used to walking around the streets of New York. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's strange, but it's been enjoyable. And I've actually been playing on the new server more because it's more fun because people
are...
What
level is your character?
I would say 22.
Wow. What kind of character?
I started a Paladin, which was the first kind of character that I tried to start originally. And or the second, I should say. And I didn't really like it at first, but then again, I didn't know the game as well. And so now that I know the game better, I'm having more fun with that class.
Right.
It's a pretty fun class. It's in some ways, it's a lot easier than some of the other classes because they can wear pretty heavy duty armor right away and use a lot of different types of weapons right away. And so it's a little easier to survive being attacked.
Right.
Earlier on in the game. I think any of the classes you play, levels 1 to 10, are pretty much a breeze.
Right.
It's not really that challenging. Once you go from 10 to 20, it starts to get more challenging, and some classes are much harder than others. When I started to play a mage, I didn't like playing that class at all. I found it to be really difficult and very tedious and time-consuming. Whereas the Paladin, you can do stuff pretty quickly because they're powerful and they take a lot of damage before they die.
Right.
So it's a pretty fun class to play. But that server is called Chandris for anyone who might be looking for a different server. Check it out. Some pretty nice people in there.
It's nice.
Yeah, I haven't played anything else new, though. Sorry.
So you haven't even touched Borderlands?
Not since the last time I talked about playing it, no. Right. No.
You ready for Miscellaneous?
I am.
All right. Three Kings and I Heart Huckabee's director, David O. Russell, has been signed on to direct the big screen version of Uncharted.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that will, you know, the games are fun and there's a lot of adventure.
Do you
in
ever
them,
see I Heart Huckabee's?
No.
Okay.
I love Three Kings, though.
I thought it was okay.
I really liked it. And I
didn't understand that part about Michael Jackson. That confused me.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Did you remember that? Where one of the... Wasn't that the one where the one where they're in the Gulf War?
Yeah.
Remember that scene where one of the Arab guys yells at one of the Americans about, why did you make, you know, the United States made Michael Jackson paint his face white? And they're all looking at each other and him like, what are you talking about, dude? Yeah, it was such a weird moment.
I don't remember that. But I'm anxious to see how this movie will turn out because, the games have a lot of adventure in them. But... How do you make the movie without it being sort of a ripoff of other similar movies?
Like Tomb Raider. Indiana Jones.
Like Indiana Jones or even like what was that one from
You
the
think
80s?
David O. Russell is gonna end up nuking the fridge?
I hope to God not. What was that one? Big Trouble in Little China.
What about that? Are you relating to this?
Well, that was just very swashbuckling in the same way.
It was very swashbuckling. Yeah. That's true.
Even though none of the Uncharted games have taken place in China.
What about Little China?
Let alone Little China.
Okay.
Right.
Is anyone in Uncharted a truck driver?
I don't remember.
Is anyone in
there
Uncharted?
There is truck driving. And
is anyone in Uncharted married to Goldie Hawn?
Yes.
Really? I should play those games.
Moving on. Namco is using E3 to celebrate the 30-year anniversary of Pac-Man with an in-depth look back and a look at what the future holds for our pill-popping pal.
Wow. Wow.
I didn't copy that, by the way. That's my own.
Oh, that's your own writing?
Yeah, that's okay. My own.
I was going to say, that's kind of a strange marketing angle for Namco to take on
me.
That one. Okay. That makes a little more sense to
me
now.
I'm getting a little expressive with my reporting.
Apparently.
Remember those
a little more editorial going on.
Remember
here.
Those DVDs that turned your TV into a virtual fireplace? Well, that same concept is coming to the Wii with My Fireplace, which is a virtual fireplace where you can add logs to the fire, decorate the mantle, and pump air to keep the flames blazing.
The problem is those controllers are so flaky that you'll end up throwing logs out into the room and setting your house on fire. Which is not cool. Does it come with burning log accessories?
Money. What a waste of money.
Maybe it's free.
I would hope so. It would have to be.
Why don't all the console systems have a nice aquarium screensaver or something? Don't you think they should all have that?
Sure. No, I agree.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. There's your next business plan.
There you go. I got to finish the one I'm working on now.
Yeah. A new Monopoly game is coming to all three big consoles this fall. Monopoly Streets is the classic Monopoly game.
But in the hood?
In a 3D play space where players walk from street to street and can watch houses and hotels being built on their properties.
Huh.
So you're seeing it from a,
This is great because the one problem with Monopoly all these years is that it goes by too quickly.
Right.
What are these people thinking?
That's really funny. That's really funny. It's something I didn't even think of. And lastly, this is just weird. An agile and obviously aerobically fit man has beaten Nintendo Super Mario Brothers using a Dance Dance Revolution dance pad.
Holy cow. I can't even imagine how that's possible.
We'll look for it. There's got to be video of it.
That is crazy talk. Wow. Well, kudos to him.
Yeah.
And I'd like to buy him a donut because he obviously needs it.
Gosh,
I cannot even believe that somebody would try that.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Wonder how he'd do it Robotron that way.
There was another game, and I can't remember what it was in the article. I wish I would have at least jotted a note down that he had beaten previous to that.
Using the same controller?
The pad, yeah.
That's so strange.
I don't remember.
That guy's got some happy feet.
He certainly does.
Well, I don't have anything else, so you want to take a break?
That's
all right.
It.
We will be back right after this to talk about TV. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about TV.
Lou broke my iPad over the break.
Tony was telling me some stuff that he wanted me to see on his iPad, including the IMDb app for it, which does have a very nice format to it,
uh-huh.
Except that I tried to watch the trailer for Star Trek that Zoe Saldana, from last year. I was on Zoe Saldana's page on there, and the whole iPad locked up, and he had to reboot it. So what does that tell you?
That you broke my iPad.
What's funny about that is it locked up when playing a video file that is probably in that format that Steve Jobs is talking about is so much better than Flash Video. So that's kind of amusing to me.
I'm not amused.
You're not amused by that at all?
I'm not amused by you.
You really are not amused by that at all?
No, but I'm going to try and do it again.
Try to do the same exact thing and see if it happens again. Did you click on Zoe Saldana?
Yes.
Did you tap on Star Trek? Did you tap on Watch Trailer? Did you tap on HD 480p?
Yep.
Again, kind of a misnomer. Since our original TV system that was analog was more than 480 lines, but that's just me. Is it doing it? Yeah. Yes, see, now it's working. It's very strange. Now turn it and see if it breaks. Because, no. Oh, but you unlocked it. Turn it back, lock it, and now turn it. And see if anything weird happens. Did it lock up?
Yeah.
Oh, see? We just found a bug. We just found a bug in the iPad OS.
Yeah.
And if you have the orientation lock on and you try to turn the iPad while it's playing a video, it locks up. You heard it here first, folks.
But not if you're watching a movie that you have loaded on here, because I've done that.
So if you're stream, it's only if you're streaming. If you're streaming a movie, you got the lock on, and you turn it, you are totally hosed.
That's interesting.
And your $600 device is a piece of garbage. Okay, now let's talk about
TV.
Yeah,
let's talk about TV.
Did you watch Idol this week?
I watched the performances. I didn't watch
I watched
the kickoff.
Bits and pieces of the performances. Uh-huh. This is such a terrible season, isn't it?
Terrible.
It's so boring. I don't even care at this point who wins. It's probably going to be either Crystal.
I'm a huge fan. You know what? The only reason I still stay with it, I am now a huge, huge
Lita
I mean, more
fan.
Than huge Lita Wise fan.
Yeah.
And I'm probably more of his fan than I have been of anyone else's on American Idol.
Really?
Yeah.
Even Fantasia?
So it really... Oh, yeah. I wasn't a huge fan. Well, I didn't even watch that season.
I'm kidding.
I didn't start watching until... Who was the first winner of the...
Carrie Underwood?
No, I didn't watch that season either. The one after that.
That would be Jordan Sparks.
No, Taylor Hicks. Taylor Hicks was before Jordan Sparks.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Yeah.
That was the first season I started watching. So that was like, what? Season five?
Five, yeah. This is nine.
That reminds me. I forgot... a bit of news that I wanted to put in here. Well, I'll just say it now while we're talking about American Idol. You know, okay. They just posted yesterday that, you know how they always said that Carrie Underwood was the biggest, you know,
commercial success of
to come out. But
really,
now
even more than Kelly?
Well, now they're saying it's Kelly. Based on, because before they were basing it on just album sales.
Okay.
But now they're basing it on a number of things. Album sales, radio play.
Concerts.
All of that. And Kelly is the most successful. Then Carrie Underwood.
Then Daughtry.
Then
Clay Aiken?
No. Clay Aiken was like six or seven.
Okay.
No, then it was Jordan Sparks.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Jordan Sparks, though. I don't listen to any of her music, but I liked her.
Jennifer Hudson was pretty far down, but if you think about it, she's only had one album.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, she's got an Oscar. None of them could say that.
And that can never be taken away. Well, physically, someone could steal it,
right.
But I mean, the fact that she won can
but,
never be taken away.
But no, I watched the performance one, and yeah, it was...
Just terrible. I have a feeling, you know, I thought it was kind of a shoe-in for Crystal, but I think Lee may take it because
yeah.
He is good and he's got a little bit more
likeability.
Of an edge over her in terms of likability, like right. You just said, and a little bit more personality, although I hate to even use that word because everyone's
he doesn't have
so
a lot.
Boring
he,
this
he doesn't
year.
Have a lot either, though, really.
It's really pathetic. They need to pick people half based on talent and half based on personality.
I think part of the reason, too, is because he's from around here, so, I mean, there's a little bit of, like, rooting for the home team.
Sure. Plus, you like paint, and you used to work in a paint store.
I don't think anything about paint.
You don't have any opinion one way or the other.
I don't paint my hair. I don't paint my nails.
All right. Good to know. maybe a little TMI for some people, right. But good to know.
Glee, you haven't watched it all, huh?
No, we're 3 weeks behind on Glee.
One thing I'll say about this go-around again with Glee, they've really amped up their musical numbers. I mean, as far as like choreography, you can tell.
They're better.
Oh my God! You can tell now that they've hired choreographers and like.
Oh, I see.
And
what you're
they're
saying.
You know some of the kids in Glee are like professional dancers.
I'm not so sure that I would think they didn't have them before. I think because if you look back, even in the first part of this season, which was last fall before Christmas, when you watched the numbers by that other school, the one that they're trying to beat,
right.
Their numbers were pretty nicely choreographed.
Right. So do you think it's on purpose
they're,
that they're
yeah.
showing them that
I think they're scaling
progressing?
It with the yeah. progression of the
okay.
of the people at whatever the school is. Hubert
this,
Humphrey
this
High
last episode was good because they did all these like, well, they called them Bad Reputation songs, but what they really were songs that were like guilty pleasure songs.
Oh, I see.
So they did Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, so the song has a bad reputation as
right,
a bad song.
Right, but it
thing.
Was about, you know, them, you know how every week on Glee, there's a theme, and
right.
then, you know, it plays out in, which, by the way, is a similar thing that Modern Family does. Did you ever notice that? Modern Family, every episode has a different theme, and then they show how the theme
it all ties
pertains
together at the
to
end.
All three of the,
right.
It's the same thing on Glee. So that's kind of a formula they both follow. But what was really funny, this were the songs that they picked for this last episode. So it was Total Eclipse of the Heart, Ice Ice Baby, You Can't Touch This. remember what was so funny and so obscure, but I don't know if you remember the song from the 70s. It's got to be like 75, 76. Do you remember the song Run, Joey, Run?
Sure.
Yeah, that was on there.
Not a great song.
No, but what they did with it and the whole storyline behind it, awesome. I mean, if you know the song.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I would think anyone not knowing that song would be like, what is this song? This is such a piece of crap.
There were some really weird songs in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Like that one and One Tin Soldier was another one that I kind of put in that category. And then
Billy Don't Be a Hero.
Billy Don't Be a Hero. And another one that I thought was always kind of a weird song was Oh What a Lonely Boy.
Right. Yeah.
That was another kind of
totally
weird.
Totally fits that genre.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, what are these songs? And, you know, we could always go back to Long Tall Glasses by Leo Serra, but I would rather not if we don't have to. Hey, did you watch, where are you on Top Chef Masters?
Oh, I'm bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or bad, bad?
I haven't. I've seen the first two.
So you didn't, okay, so you didn't see the one that the Modern Family cast was on?
No.
Okay. Are you going to watch it at some point?
Yes.
It's old now, so I'm going to go ahead and say what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Phil, what's his name in real life, the actor?
Ty Burrell or something.
Ty Burrell. Kind of seems like a jerk.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
He kind of seemed like a jerk on that episode. You know, everyone else seemed really nice. He kind of seemed like a jerk.
Oh, I don't like that. You know, I saw him on the Ellen DeGeneres show not too long ago, and he was really funny on it. And nice.
It could be that he's just very dry. But and so I didn't get that he was doing that, but he kind of seemed like a jerk.
Oh, I don't want to hear that. Did you see last? I know you didn't see this week's Modern Family. Did you see last week's?
Which was it?
I had it in my head and now I lost it.
I don't know. We've seen one, but we haven't seen all of them lately.
All right, it doesn't come to me. We'll move on. This is a bad.
This is a bad TV week for us. Yeah. 24 was good again. It's been great all season. Idol was terrible.
That's all I have to say
Community,
about that.
We watched Community. We watched the Goodfellas episode, which was kind of strange. It was. I like the tie-in to Goodfellas and the way that the episode was structured, but it wasn't as funny as a lot of the episodes. So I was a little disappointed from that standpoint. And that's really all I've seen on TV. I haven't seen much of anything. Oh, I will say that we, again, watched Star Trek Universe last week. Another great episode.
Yeah.
That show has been so good since it came back. So good.
So it was worth
that. It's probably one of the things I look forward to the most.
Robert Nepper
week.
Showed up yet?
No. Are you sure it's Robert Nepper?
Yeah, I reported it here, so it's true.
Okay then. All right. You want to go into miscellaneous?
Wow, that was quick. Yeah. Chuck fans once again gathered in mobs in some major U.S. cities to rally for another season of their beloved show.
I wish I would have known about that in advance. I would have liked
Chicago
to rally
was
in
one
the
of the
mob.
Cities.
Ugh.
Yep. This time, large public areas were filled with hundreds of people wearing homemade Buy More uniforms.
That is awesome.
Looks like the stunt may have worked because sources are saying that the series will be renewed at least for part of the next season.
Well, that's what they said about this season, and it's going pretty well this season.
They're saying it's a pretty safe bet that it'll be picked up for at least
half a season. Well, that's cool. I'll take it. I'll take whatever we can get.
But this is a little sad. Steve Carell has stated that next year will be his last as Michael Scott on The Office.
Wow. Wow. Now, do you think they'll try to make the show go on without him, or do you think that'll be it? I think
they could.
I think they could. I don't think they should.
I don't know. I don't know. I have to say, if they brought someone in, not to replace him as like the same kind of character, but I think those characters are done so well.
Well, if, for instance, you mean if Jim was promoted to Michael's position?
Yeah, but they'd have to bring someone new in, definitely, to just replace
some chemistry. A missing body, yeah.
Right. And obviously, I mean, they're smart enough to do, you know, someone with a different personality. But if they brought someone in as colorful as him, with personality as colorful as him, I think it could still work.
Here's the thing, though.
And think about how much fun they could have getting rid of Michael. Think of how much fun they could have with that.
Right. It could be really funny.
Yeah. And he may even come back and do a couple guests. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I want to say that based on how the show has been this year, that if it's coming back next year, that next year should probably be the last season. I don't think it's been as funny.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, there were a couple episodes I didn't like, but I think it's
fine, but I don't think it's been as good as when it was its best, which really were seasons two and three. This is the fifth season, right now?
Season three was my least favorite. That's the one where he's dating Jan, right? I hated those.
Was that the one?
Where he was dating Jan openly, and they like lived together? Hated
But was
that
the same season that when Jim was first in the other branch?
Yes.
Right. That was the worst season.
Yeah.
Season two was the best.
Yes.
And season three was a huge downer. And then it got better in season four.
But I think it's still good. It's just had a couple missteps.
Okay.
I don't know. I like the ones with Holly. Those were great.
Yeah, those were very charming episodes. Yeah. They were very sweet.
And if they're going to get rid of Michael, you know they'll bring Holly back because they never really wrapped that whole thing up.
Right. That's probably how they would get rid of him. They would run off together somewhere. Right.
NBC has picked up the new J.J. Abrams series, The Undercovers, about a married couple of spies. What's interesting about that is...
there should be at least one episode where they stay at home and watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Right. I don't think that's going to happen because that's not entertaining.
And then the TV would explode.
What's interesting about this is the main couple is African-American.
Do we know who the actors
are?
Yes. Zoe Saldana.
No, Zoe Saldana. I don't know the female. The male is...
Vivica Fox.
Boris Cujo, I think his name is, how it's pronounced.
The name sounds familiar.
I'm going to go to the IMDb app on my iPad.
Wow, because that's entertaining for people. I am now holding a piece of paper. I am now holding a pen. I am scribbling a mark. It means nothing, but I'm doing it. So let me ask you a question. You don't know who the woman is? Can you look up the woman at the same time that you look up the man?
Actually, this Boris Cujo was in Surrogates. Didn't you see that movie?
I did. I don't remember his character,
though. He's the African-American gentleman in Surrogates.
Oh, he was the one in the top hat.
What?
Well, you called him the African-American gentleman. Who's the woman?
Undercovers.
I need to know who the woman is.
Jessica Parker. Hold on. I cut off her name. Jessica Parker Kennedy.
Does she look familiar?
No.
Okay.
You want to know something else she's been in?
If you care to inform us.
She was in Santa Baby 2. Smallville.
Never saw either one of those.
She was also in Santa Baby 1.
Okay.
Another Cinderella Story.
Never saw that.
She was in one episode of V.
Really?
Just one episode.
Does it say what she played?
Yeah, it was someone's name. You would know who she was.
No, tell me the name.
You're not going to know.
No, tell me the name.
Hold on. I'm telling you the name.
Tell me the name.
Grace. She played Grace.
Grace. I want to say that...
Let me show you her picture.
I think I know who that is. Oh, she's hot.
She's hot.
She is hot. I know exactly who that is. She played the girlfriend of the son of the guy who started the resistance against the Vs. She was really hot, and she also turned out to be an alien. Yeah, I like her.
And Carter McIntyre is also in it. Do you know who that is?
I don't think so. Do you have a picture?
Yep.
I need pictures. I need visuals. He looks kind of familiar. Is he on that show, Psych? Maybe that's not him.
I'm looking for something you may have seen him in. He was on an episode of The Mentalist.
Yeah. I don't know that show well enough to know a guy who was on an episode.
He was on an episode of a lot of things.
Okay. Well, then I don't know him, and he's not important. So let's move on. Is that it? Is that all you got?
No. Stan Lee will host a new series on the History Channel about real-life X-Men. The show will feature real humans with extraordinary powers due to genetic differences.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That sounds like crazy talk, doesn't it?
It sounds entertaining, though, doesn't it?
It does. But is it going to be legitimately this guy can see through walls, or is it going to be this guy could eat more donuts than you? Because I'll tell you, one of those is more entertaining than the other one, and I'm not saying
Well,
much.
I would imagine it's like maybe like the mermaid girl. You know, the girl that... You know,
you mean like Lobster Boy?
The little girl that was born with her like feet webbed together.
Okay.
Maybe it's something like that.
I don't know what her extraordinary powers are. I was going to say, extraordinary powers. What are the powers?
I don't know.
The power to make you think she's a mermaid.
Jimmy Fallon will host this year's Emmy telecast.
That's
interesting because I don't think he's even really good as a late night talk show host.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? He's gotten better. I don't watch it.
I don't watch
but
it.
But every once in a while, I'll stumble upon it, and I think he's gotten better.
Yeah. I watch Letterman sometimes, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's painful.
Because we're usually trying to catch up on stuff that we've missed, and then, you know.
Right. Lastly, ABC has announced that the series finale of Lost has been extended by 30 minutes.
Wow.
The episode will still air at 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central, but will end at 11:30, 10:30 Central. Pushing back that night's news and late night programming.
How do you suppose that happened? Oh, crap. We forgot about that one storyline.
Exactly. Or they're milking for more advertising money, which I'm sure is the case.
Either way.
But interesting, huh?
Yeah, that is interesting. Looking forward to it. I haven't seen this week's yet. Have you?
No, I have not.
Cool.
I hear it's good though. People put on Facebook that it was good.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's another show this season that I've been looking forward to every week.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been so dynamic. So it's been pretty fun.
And, you know, knowing that it's about to end in a few episodes, there's that curiosity to see how the hell are they going to wrap this all up.
And, you know, there's something a little bit relieving about that, too, in terms of in some of the previous seasons, sometimes the show felt a little heavy because they kept adding so much more to it that it's like, well, when is something going to get resolved?
Right. Here you
and
know
now
it has
you know
to.
It's getting wrapped up. So it's kind of a little bit of a relief in that sense, which is pretty cool.
I agree.
So that's it for TV,
right? That's all I have.
All right. After this break, we will be back to talk about movies. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about movies. And we've both seen something this week.
Yes, we have. And we've both seen something in the theater.
That's true. Why don't you go first?
I saw Date Night.
Sure, with Steve Carell, who we mentioned previously.
Yes.
And Tina Fey. They play a married couple.
Sean Levy.
Lots of great cameos. He did both of the Night of the Museum movies, right?
Yes, he did. He's also an actor. You would recognize him if you saw his picture.
Really? Let me see his picture then. I would like to recognize him.
I was not prepared for this.
Well, isn't the iPad magic? Can't you just say the word and I don't recognize him at all?
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
He's been in lots of stuff.
I don't recognize him.
Anyway,
they're a married couple, right? They get to go on a date.
Right, married couple who lives a humdrum, boring life, and they do the same thing. You know, they always have a date night every week where they go to the same restaurant, order the same things, and their only fun in the restaurant is to, like, they'll look at different tables and go, what do you think their story is? And then they'll make something up. And what's so great about this, but, you know, then they have a real date night because they see the other couples around them kind of like dissolving.
Okay.
And so they're worried that's going to happen to them. So they decide to have a real date night where they go into the city because they live in New Jersey. They decide to go into the city and have some fun. And then it just becomes, you know, they get caught up in this big crime.
Shenanigans.
Here's the thing about this movie. I bet the script for this movie was terrible. I bet it was just slightly funny.
Well, wait, first of all, did you like the movie?
Yes, a lot. But I'm telling you, the reason I like this movie, and I read a couple articles about this movie. The reason I like this movie is because it's so obviously they were just given free reign to do whatever they wanted. I mean, not to the point where it's like Curb Your Enthusiasm, where that's the point of it.
Right.
But, like, you know, they probably had a script and then they just kind of like worked around that. And it's so funny. And it's just funny because of the chemistry and the playing off each other and the wordplay and the. And just what's cool is there's so many different cameos in it. Like there's Taraji P. Henson, Ray Liotta, Mark Wahlberg, Mark Ruffalo.
Mary J. Blige.
Not Mary J. Blige.
Oh, no.
Kristen Wiig. And it's just so cool how then the cameos, they play off the people doing the cameos. James Franco, Mila Kunis. That it's really a lot of fun. And I laughed out loud a lot through the whole thing. And it's just, you know, it's unbelievable, and parts of it are just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But you don't care. It's just so much fun. And it's been a long time since I've seen a movie like this, where when the movie was over, like, I left the theater feeling really good.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
When you see a movie like that.
It is a good thing, because you completely give up, you know, wanting it to be realistic or you know.
You just enjoy
it. You just enjoy it. And it certainly was that. There were a couple little, like, painful, awkward moments, but they're very short, where they tried to be a little serious.
Oh, okay.
And you're just like...
Tried to add a little depth and meaning to it.
I wish they would have just taken those out. I mean, because, yeah, I get the message just through the funny parts.
Sure.
You don't need to hit me over the head with that.
Right.
But I highly recommend it because it's just fun. And let me say what this movie did for me, because Tina Fey, I think, is... super talented as like a writer and a jokester and like, but on her show, I just feel her character is so like overplayed and just like, you know, it's not believable at all.
Right.
But she proved in this movie that she is a good actress.
Yeah.
She was really good in it and believable. And, it just was so great. And their chemistry together, like,
I wish they'd
make a sequel to it.
Wow.
Because it was really good.
Wow.
It's a movie that I could see myself buying, and like the kind of movie where like if it caught on, people would quote.
Right.
And it's just because they just like had take after take after take doing it different ways.
Yeah.
So I look forward to the
like
DVD
fun.
As well. And the stay for the closing credits, because it's all kind of like outtake reels to the whole closing credits. Hysterical. because they show them like ad-libbing, and then the other person in the scene doesn't know that they were going to do that.
Right.
So that's what all these clips are.
That's pretty cool.
A lot of fun. Except Ray Liotta didn't seem very humored by the fact that Steve Carell was like playing around with him. Doesn't it seem like he wouldn't have a sense of humor?
I don't know. I guess I would probably say seems like he wouldn't have a sense of humor. I think I want to say that I've seen him in stuff where he seemed like he did, but maybe that was just him acting.
Right.
So.
But anyway, yeah, see it.
Well, that's cool. I would like to see that. We saw two movies. The first one we saw was on demand through DirecTV, which is very strange because formerly on DirecTV, to get anything on demand, you had to have your DTV box hooked up to the internet, which we don't because it's wired. It's not wireless, and I don't have a router down there, and I just never bothered to do it. Plus, there's always stuff on the pay-per-view channels that's, you know, if you don't want to watch it right when it's on, you can just DVR it and watch it later. So we've never really done anything with on demand there. So we went to watch The Fourth Kind because, you know, a cool alien movie and Mila Jovovich, we kind of like her and all that sort of thing. So we go to watch The Fourth Kind in HD and we were going to DVR it and then watch it later. And when I pressed the button to DVR it and buy the movie, it said that it's available on demand. So we're just going to start it now for you. So they must have just started streaming on demand through the satellite rather than through the internet, which was really weird.
Wow.
But also pretty cool. I don't know when they changed that. But anyway, So we watched that. Now, I don't know if, do you remember seeing the previews for it?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
so
I remember it was documentary style, right? Where
right.
it was
so
like
she
interview
plays,
clips. And...
Right. She plays a psychologist from Nome, Alaska, and the movie is intercut with the original footage from the psychologist in Nome. So you see both her acting and the original, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all these events that happen. It was all stuff having to do with alien abductions. And it was actually pretty sinister and pretty terrifying until you realize that everything was made up, including all the documentary stuff. So even though at the beginning of the movie, she comes on and says that all this stuff is real.
Right.
And she says, but we're not going to tell you what conclusion to draw. You can make that decision for yourself. They purport it as a true story and it's completely made up. So I was kind of pissed about that because I don't think you should do that. If
did it take away the enjoyment for you?
It did. Totally.
Because how is that different than any other fiction movie?
Because at most, the beginning of most movies, they don't have the actor come on and say, hi, I'm going to be playing the part of this woman from so-and-so. And what you're going to see is actually, you know, the movie intercut.
Oh, so that's how it did it? She said,
she said that at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, I didn't catch that the first time either.
Yeah.
I had other things in my head going
on. Right, because you never listen.
Cupcakes.
But,
cupcakes.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. So I was really disappointed with that. And what was really funny is, as the movie started getting more and more sinister and I started to be a little bit freaked out by it, because if you think you're watching a true story, you get to a certain point in the story when it's as sinister as this was, where you start to get a little freaked out, right? So I started to get a little freaked out by what they were showing and went to look up some stuff. And that's when I learned that it was all made up. And then I was just mad for the rest of the movie. So I didn't really.
What do you think
it.
Its IMDb rating is?
Out of how many? 10?
10.
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Come on.
On IMDb?
I don't think they ever go that low.
Sure they do. I've seen ones that low. Well, what is it?
6.1.
I think that's being really generous.
Which is low. Date Night was only 7.0? I would have given it higher than that.
I think 6 anything for Fourth Kind is really generous. But the other movie we saw that I really enjoyed is Kick-Ass.
Uh-huh.
Which is, you know, you've seen the preview a million times. It's about this kid who decides that he's going to be a real-life superhero. He doesn't have any powers. He just thinks that, you know, somebody should stand up for people who are in need of help. And so he decides to put on a scuba outfit, basically, and dress up as a superhero called Kick-Ass. And you're not listening again. He's playing with the internet on his iPad.
No, I was looking up the things for Kick-Ass.
Oh, okay.
I like to have all the information. See, with this, it's easier to have all the information ready.
Okay. So anyway, so you saw the preview a million times, right?
Yeah.
And it looks like a lighthearted teen fantasy kind of thing? Yeah, not at all. Not at all the way the preview makes it look. This movie was so violent and so intense in parts. It wasn't like watching a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Right.
But considering how they marketed it, we were really surprised at how gruesome it was. I mean, there was a lot of very gruesome violence. And the little girl, the squinty-eyed girl, who I always said I didn't like, I actually ended up really liking her character a lot. And you really feel for her. But she's a badass in the movie. I mean, a legitimate badass. It's not like her and Nicolas Cage plays her father.
Uh-huh.
It's not like they see Kick-Ass and decide to do the same thing. They were already doing stuff.
Right.
I don't want to give away too much of the story because
I will see it.
Yeah, but let me just say that it was a pretty intense movie, and I was kind of on the edge of my seat because you were pretty much worried about what was going to happen to the main guy during the entire film. And it was very violent. There's a lot of swearing. There's a lot of sort of explicit material in the movie. So definitely, if you have kids, young teenage kids, do not take them to see this film. Not appropriate for younger.
Well, you know, it is rated R.
I know, but it's a pretty hard R.
I mean, going into it knowing that it's rated R, I mean,
yeah, but
you're
going to
know it's not for kids.
It's not like a few people get shot and somebody says the F word a couple times. It's a lot more R than that.
No, I would think that, you know what? Here would be my thing. I would see this from the commercials, like you said, and think that, oh, it must be like a teen movie. But then seeing it rated R, well, no, maybe not.
No, because...
Yeah, I'm catching myself. I changed my whole theory.
Catching yourself in your own lie.
Right.
Okay, good. But I have to say, I really enjoyed it. It was very entertaining, and it was very well done. Some of the stuff was kind of cheesy, but it was a pretty entertaining film, I will say.
Well, good. I look
so
forward to it.
There you go. Yeah, definitely go see it.
What do you think the IMDb rating for that is?
I'm going to say 8.5.
Ooh, 8.4.
There you go. People, you're too generous with the fourth kind.
Yeah.
I'm going to register like 20 times and bring that score down.
ready for miscellaneous?
Yes, please.
Patrick Dempsey is the latest star added to the cast of Transformers 3.
Of course he is.
I've
always thought that maybe he's a robot.
Right.
Yeah. A Decepticon.
You know, I really liked him as like when he was like a teenage actor.
Yeah,
and
he was great.
And so annoying now.
He was great in Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love. He's excellent.
You know what? I will say though, I really liked him in Enchanted. I thought he was good.
I wasn't a huge fan of that movie.
I thought he was good. Really? That's a great movie.
That's such a chick movie.
That's a pretty funny movie.
It's all right.
It's pretty funny.
Incredibles and Ratatouille director Brad Bird will be the director of Mission Impossible 4.
And not J.J. Abrams.
And not J.J. Abrams, although he is producing.
Okay.
The Rock Dwayne Johnson will star in the next Fast and Furious movie.
Why is there going to be a next Fast and Furious movie?
And why would he be in it?
That's so weird.
I have to say, I mean, he doesn't make good movies, but there's something about The Rock that's appealing
to me. Well, he's very likable.
He is.
He's a very,
very
likable guy.
See when he hosted Saturday Night Live?
I did not.
He was great.
He's just a lot of fun to watch.
He really is.
He's got a great presence. He seems like a decent guy.
Uh-huh.
He's likable.
The Clash of the Titans Blu-ray will feature a Green Lantern sneak peek.
That's pretty much the only thing that's going to make people buy it.
You didn't see it. We would have talked
Clash
about
of the Titans?
Yeah.
I did see it, and we did talk about it.
We did?
Oh, my God. This is
no, I don't believe we talked about it.
Yeah, we did.
I got to go back over our notes.
Okay.
Did you like it?
It was all right.
Did we really talk about that?
I said it was a better looking, better acted, better directed version of the same exact story.
Ah. Yet another toy making a jump to the big screen is the Magic 8 Ball.
Come on. When is the Pet Rock getting a movie? This is ridiculous. The Magic 8 Ball?
The Magic 8 Ball.
You gotta be kidding me. Unless they work it into a sequel to the movie Big, where the Zoltar machine is holding a Magic 8 Ball.
I'm sure that's what they're gonna do.
I can't really see how this is gonna... What are you going to do with that?
I don't know. Iron Man 2 opens today with a teaser trailer for Super 8, the sci-fi collaboration of Steven Spielberg and J.J. Abrams.
And it looks like it could be pretty fabulous.
It looks good.
Now, found a link on Kotaku for what looks like somebody went in to see Iron Man last night and brought a video camera.
Right.
And
you've seen the actual...
What?
Oh, I think you're going to say that you found the actual.
No. So I posted a link to that on pause.com, so you can go and check it out if you haven't seen it. I'm sure it's going to be out pretty soon anyway, if it's not out there now. I wonder if he's going to do the same kind of thing with Super 8 that he did with Cloverfield in terms of having fake, you know, Facebook and MySpace pages for the characters. Well, I guess that wouldn't make sense, because doesn't it take place in 1979?
I don't remember.
I believe it does, so he probably won't do that. But it looks like it has something to do with aliens, which I gotta love. I love anything having to do with aliens.
Yeah. I think it would be good.
Let me clarify, Space Aliens.
Right.
I don't care about seeing a sequel to...
Born in East L.A.
Right, exactly.
Is that where you wanted to go?
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not where I want to go. I want to go into outer space.
Just like they did for HD DVD owners, Warner Brothers is offering the chance to trade in select WB standard DVD movies for the Blu-ray versions for only $5 a pop.
Some of them are a little more.
Yes, some are. You're right. And you do have to pay shipping and handling, but still.
If you order at least 7 of them,
uh-huh,
the shipping is included.
Oh.
So for $35, you get 7 movies upgraded to Blu-ray.
Now, keep
that's
in mind,
pretty...
it's not the whole Warner Brothers catalog.
No, there is,
it's select.
It's only about 90 titles so far.
Right.
And I haven't looked at the list, so I don't know what
the list is
like. I
looked at it. I don't own any of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, but you already got rid of
a lot of
them.
I actually own
a
lot of them on Blu-ray already.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I might have a go at that.
Here's the thing, folks. Here's how to get your DVD.
Go get a dollar DVD
right,
and trade it in.
Right.
So now for exactly. $6, you just got a Blu-ray.
Exactly. Go to DVD2BLU.com for details.
That website again, DVD2BLU.com.
Yes.
Internet operators are standing by.
There's already a release date for the next Batman movie, July 20th, 2012, excuse me, just 2 weeks after the much-talked-about Spider-Man reboot. So what's interesting about this...
Can we say that it's much ballyhooed?
I like that. What's interesting about this is they're still working on the script, and they already have a release date.
Well, isn't that weird how Hollywood works? I hope they get that script in order then.
Right?
It's so stupid. It's so stupid. It's dumb.
But you know they just did it to, like, you know, undercut Spider-Man.
Right.
But
well,
let's see.
But it's after.
Yeah, but I mean, it's gonna like
be better. They should have done it 2 weeks before.
Well, no, I disagree, guess right. Because yeah, Spider-Man right. could take some of their
right.
No,
right.
no, they're. You know what? Who they did? What hero they did this to last time? Iron Man came out 2 weeks after Iron Man.
Really?
Dark Knight did, yeah.
Oh,
but
okay.
It didn't. You know, Iron Man still did great because it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Although we've had that discussion, so we won't go into that again. But interesting because...
But even you think Dark Knight was better than Iron Man, right?
Oh, of course. So. Of course. But I don't... I liked Iron Man much more than you did.
Yeah, that's true.
Hugo Weaving has signed on as villain Red Skull in the upcoming Captain America film.
Wow.
I
liked Hugo Weaving. I mean, I loved Hugo Weaving in the first Matrix. And I'm not sure I've ever seen him in anything else where I thought he was fabulous. Did you ever see V for Vendetta?
No.
That movie
we've
was
talked about
so
that.
Bad.
You know what he's great in? I mean, it's probably not, you know, it doesn't fit any of this genre, but it's a funny movie, is Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, where he
plays...
I never
saw that. Was Phoebe Cates in that?
No. No, it's about drag queens, oh. And he plays a drag queen in it. So it's okay. funny to see him as that
right.
after seeing him in all those, like, where he's the evil villain and...
Right.
It's with Terrence Stamp and Guy Pearce.
Although he was a good guy in Lord of the Rings, right? Wasn't he one of the nice elf dudes?
I slept through all 9 hours of that.
Okay. After sleeping through the first 3 hours, why would you go back
no,
to sleep
I, you know,
through the other 6
right.
hours?
You know, no, I stayed awake for the first 3, but was bored to death. The second 3, I fell asleep. The third 3, I didn't bother. So.
Amy's favorite way to refer to that trilogy is everyone cries. Because I think every major character cried in those films.
But really, I mean, like, if you think you'll get a kick out of it, see Priscilla Queen of the Desert. Because the 3 traveling drag queens in that movie are Guy Pearce, Terrence Stamp, and Hugo Weaving.
That
so.
Is an unlikely combination
it
of drag
is, isn't
queens.
It? But it's really entertaining. This
America.
Last one is you. This last one is you.
This last one is me. Skip yep. Woods may be writing another Die Hard movie for Fox. The problem with that is that he also wrote Wolverine, The A-Team, and the original screenplay for Swordfish. Now, I haven't seen A-Team yet, but Wolverine, terrible. Swordfish, not great.
I have to say, though, when I went to see Date Night, I saw the preview for A-Team, and it looks...
Looks all right. It looks like it could be fun in the same
well,
way G.I. Joe was fun.
The stunts and everything in it are so over the top and so just, like, insane that I think it would be entertaining.
But don't you think that's part of the reason G.I. Joe
yeah,
worked all right?
Totally.
Because it was just craziness?
Yeah.
So, you never know. A-Team was a good formula for TV. I don't know how well it's going to work as a movie.
I don't know either.
Because it's a little bit harder, I think, to get a sense of a group of people. Well, I don't know if that's true. I was going to say it's a little harder.
Well, they're
to,
not exactly complex characters.
Right, which is why I think they worked better as a TV show than they probably will for a movie.
Well, I'm just saying you don't need, you know,
20 weeks.
Right. To develop a character when, you know.
True.
When he pities the fool.
He does pity the fool, by the way. Mr. T is back in World of Warcraft again, by the way.
I saw a commercial for it yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get your Mohawk grenades, which is kind of funny.
Right.
One of the things that I like about that is because what you do is you throw a grenade into a crowd of people and they all turn into look like Mr. T.
Oh.
But what I like about it is that if you're one of the people who's been hit, you can click on the, it shows a status icon for the fact that you've been turned into
Mr. T,
the Mohawk guy.
Right.
And so you can just click that icon and get rid of it, which is nice. So that somebody can't make you look like Mr. T if you don't want to look like Mr. T.
I don't think it should be a choice. I think if
you've
been
made
Mr. T.
You think that everyone should be forced to be made to look like Mr. T?
For a certain amount of time. I mean, it
wears
off,
life?
Right?
What about in real life?
No.
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 Okay.
That's all we have.
I'm just checking.
That's all we have.
Yeah. That's it. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to talk about everything else in the old mashup. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about everything else in the old mashup.
The moosh moosh.
The moosh moosh. Anthony Orsini, principal of the Benjamin Franklin Middle School in Ridgewood, New Jersey, is urging parents to be responsible and get their kids off of any and all social networking sites right now, saying they incite extreme meanness and that there's absolutely no reason for a middle school kid to be on a social networking site. And I have to agree with
him. I have to completely agree with
him. Totally. There is no reason for that whatsoever.
None. You know, my 12-year-old niece is on Facebook, and she sends me buttons and that, but like, it worries me.
Well, the example that he gave is that, let's say there's some group of kids who doesn't like a guy named Dave at the school, and so they start a page on Facebook called Dave is Ugly and get 1,500 people to be fans of that page. Now, if you're that kid, Dave,
right.
Now, I know this is not, in the grand scheme of life, a big deal, but when you're that age,
no,
everything
is,
like
right.
that is a huge
and
deal.
And it stays with
and
you
it
through
stays
the
with
entire
you.
Life.
It could. It right. could very well. So I totally agree with this guy, and I think that parents that don't take more responsibility, and what really bugs
well,
me about
this...
this
is on the heel of all that bullying and that girl who killed herself.
Right.
And,
but the thing that bugs me is that parents make up all these stupid excuses for why they don't do this. Like, well, I don't really know how to use the computer. Well, then guess what? Either learn how to use
right.
it or don't give
or
your kids access to
right.
it. Because if that's like saying, well, I'm just going to give my kid the gun because I don't know anything about guns. I'll just let them deal with it. You don't do that.
It's not really the same. But
you know what I mean. It's yeah. a stupid example, but it makes the point.
Example.
It's an extremely stupid example.
Yeah. Okay, it was a stupid example.
There's a rumor that the next iPhone will shoot 720p video, and the beta of iPhone OS 4.0 also seems to allow you to use the iPhone or iTouch to transfer files to and from your computer, which is something it should have been doing since the beginning, really.
Right.
Think about it. The beta of Google's Chrome 5 web browser is 1/3 faster than the current Chrome 4 version, which is pretty significant.
It's fast.
That's fast.
It's a third fast.
And Chrome is already pretty fast. I'm starting to like it more and more. I think I use
it.
I probably use it at least a third of the time now.
And now it's a third faster, so that's like a ninth.
That made no sense. If you want another low-cost car option, this is for you, Tony, rather than the
I just bought
just
a car.
The Tata Nano, because I know how you like your Nano Tatas.
Uh-huh.
Your dream may come true. Chinese car maker Geely has, or maybe it's Geely, I don't know, has stated that their IG concept will come to market, be higher quality than the Nano, and sell for just $2,250. It'll have a 70 horsepower 1-liter engine, which I think I have in my lawnmower, and a CVT transmission driving the front wheels. Geely/Geely expects the car to go on sale in a couple of years. That's pretty amazing. I like that these different companies are at least putting out for availability these very low-cost car options.
Right.
It's a good thing, except for pollution, and then it's terrible. HP's slate may not be dead after all. There are rumors that it could be released running WebOS since HP bought Palm recently.
It's all speculation.
It is all speculation. That's all we do around here. We speculate.
No, some of my reporting is actual
I speculate
facts.
That I have at least another 8 stories here. Seagate's GoFlex drives have an express card adapter and USB 2.0 cable for power so that you can use a USB 3 drive and their incredible speed on a laptop without a USB 3 port. So you see how that works?
Yep.
That's pretty cool. $80 for the kit is a little steep, and the drives are between $140 and $190. But still, that's pretty cool. I'm trying to get one of those from Seagate to test it out and see how fast it really is. We'll see if that happens. Some French guy made a video showing how Flash 10.1 trounces HTML5 in terms of frame rate.
And then Steve Jobs killed him.
That's right. Steve Jobs had him killed. We may have just made that up, but it might be true. A new product called Iris 2 Iris has a Logitech webcam built in, works with all PCs and laptops, and works like a teleprompter to let you actually make eye contact with somebody you're having a webcam conversation with. It's bulky, and it costs $2,500.
How is that different than just...
Well, normally the camera is above the screen.
Oh,
so if
I
you're
see.
Looking in the camera, you're not looking at the person and vice
versa. So
you're
going to pay $2,500 to be able to look into someone else's eyes.
Pretty ridiculous, don't you think?
Yeah.
Especially since, let's be honest, most of the time people are using their webcam, they ain't looking at each other's eyes
right.
anyway. Toshiba is working on the world's...
Oh, you've been waiting all day to use that, and I loved it. It was worth it.
Thank
it was
you.
Worth it. It was very good.
Toshiba is working on the world's lightest 13-inch laptop, weighing in at just 2 pounds with an SSD inside. That's amazing. I bet you your iPad weighs more than 2 pounds. I don't know. That
You're
probably
never
weighs...
allowed to touch my iPad again.
Since I broke it. That's pretty cool, though. Don't you think that's cool that we found a bug?
Yeah.
Reported here first, ladies and gentlemen. The HTC Evo 4G may be available on June 6th for $200 with a contract, which is pretty good considering it'll be the fastest smartphone out there. That's not a bad price for a 4G smartphone.
Right.
And it does a lot of stuff, supposedly. Okay, I love this story. Russian regional president Kirsan Ilyumzhinov is under investigation
Very nice.
Because he claims to have been abducted by aliens. He's not under investigation for being nuts. He's under investigation because the Russian government, including President Medvedev, want to know if he revealed any state secrets to the aliens. What difference would it make?
If
they're aliens.
If
he was really abducted by aliens who came here in spaceships, what is he going to tell them that they would have any use for? A secret recipe for borscht? Thank you, Peanut Gallery.
Right. what's he doing with state secrets?
Well,
he's
a regional president.
Oh.
And also the head of the Russian chess club, from what I understand.
Really?
I did not make that up. I wish I had in some ways. If you need any further proof that Apple is now, as Jon Stewart said, the man, and is run by a bunch of humorless J-holes, Ellen ran a spoof iPhone commercial on her show the other day and was bullied by Apple to apologize for
You're
it.
You're kidding.
No.
Can you find the video on...
Yes, you can see the video of her apologizing.
No, I want to see the video of what she did, the spoof.
Yeah. She comes out and she says that she did this spoof the other day, and then she shows it, and then she comes back and says, I thought it was funny. A lot of you thought it was funny. You know who didn't think it was funny? Apple didn't think it was funny. And so they made her apologize.
They can't make her apologize.
Well, apparently they pressured her enough so that she did it.
Wow.
Why else would she do it? Think she just did it for no reason?
Maybe she got some swag.
Humorless J-holes.
Maybe she got some swag.
Whatever. Finally, the Bugatti Type 57 SC Atlantic sold for an undisclosed sum between $30 and $40 million. Often cited as the most beautiful car ever made, only 4 copies of the 57 SC Atlantic were produced. Between $30 and $40 million for a
car. Ridiculous.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
It's a beautiful car.
It's not worth $30 or $40 million.
It is to the person who just bought it for that much.
No, I bet they have buyer's remorse.
You might be right,
right
about
after
that.
After writing that check?
You might be right about that. And this brings us, as always, to the time in the episode when we reveal our votes for the best and worst entertainment moments of the week. Tony, please give us your worst.
You know, my worst is going to be like one of your worst. You pull this one all the time. I haven't been able... You're always pulling this one.
Wow.
I haven't been able to watch a lot of TV, and I'm so backed up right now.
In terms of TV, right? This is not a cheese pizza issue?
Not at all.
Okay.
I've got 5 episodes of Flash Forward to watch.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I want to watch it. You know,
it's been good.
I know it has, and that's the reason I haven't watched it, because I've saved it so I can watch it on a big chunk.
Nah. We're back to cheese pizza issues.
Because if you're backed up, you want to, you know...
A big chunk.
You want to rectify it with a big chunk.
I'm glad that turned out to be rectify. So anyway.
That's it. That's my worst.
That's it? That's your worst?
Yeah. I'm going to try and take care of that this week.
Sorry. This has just gotten ridiculous. I'm going to have to say that my worst entertainment moment was American Idol, only because I don't care so much. And this is the first season where I really have not cared at all. I honestly, I just don't care. I guess I kind of want Lee to win.
Yeah.
You know, I want Lee to win. He's hometown guy and he's good. He certainly deserves to win out of the people who are still there. I think if either he or Crystal wins, that makes sense. Let's put it that way. But it's just so boring.
Yes.
It's so boring. Do you think this show is even going to be back next season?
At least one more go around. They'll try to fix what's bad.
Yeah.
I think they'll try and bring Paula back.
You think so? You don't think she's going to be on Simon's show? Because that's going to start next year.
You didn't read the latest article?
No.
That she was asking for too much money. They don't want to pay her that.
Really?
Yeah. She's got to like bring down her... I mean, otherwise she won't work.
Right.
She's got to bring down her price.
Right.
I bet... Okay, here's my prediction. I don't think they'll fire Ellen, but I think Ellen will step down because she'll feel somewhat responsible for the... Because let's be honest, I like Ellen.
I said all of this last
year. I know, but you said it meanly. I'm going to say
no,
it nicely.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I don't have...
No, you're not a nice person.
Okay, you know what? That's mean.
Oh, all of a sudden, I'm mean. I'm just stating the
facts.
You
just said I'm not a nice person. That's
no,
mean.
No, you're not.
Oh, my God. That's so rude.
But Ellen does not really belong on that show.
Wait a minute. I never said anything about Ellen as a person. I said I didn't understand why they hired her since she has nothing to do with the music industry.
But she's a performer.
I would have said
that
about anyone who they hired who didn't have anything to do with the music industry. And I said that the reason they brought her on was because she's controversial. So if the show tanked the season, they could blame it on whatever they wanted to. Paula, her, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I don't think it was that calculated. I think they tried to add a big name to the show to like, you know, draw more people in.
Yeah. I never said anything about Ellen as a person.
No, I didn't say anything as a person.
Well, then what was mean?
I can't come up with anything specific. You're just a mean person.
God. That's rude.
I agree, though. Idol's bad. Bad idol.
Bad idol. Idol gets a spanking. All right, what's your best moment?
My iPad. I'm loving the iPad.
What's your real best moment?
It's the iPad. I have to say, for reading, you know, I've downloaded a couple books, and I like that, you know, they have the whole iBook app where you can
download. You like that you have to carry two devices now because before with just the iPhone, it was a little lonely.
You're going to read a book on the iPhone?
No, not going to read a book on the iPad either.
Well, that's because you don't read, but for,
I don't read novels. Let's clarify.
Okay.
You keep saying misinformation on this episode.
All right, whatever. I'm enjoying my iPad. I like it for reading. I like it for watching videos, although not from IMDb.
You like it for killing zombies?
I love it for killing zombies with
so
flowers
it's good for
and
that.
Peas.
With peas.
Scrabble. It's great for Scrabble.
What about Scramble?
Not so good for Scramble.
You haven't tried that, have you?
No. I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
And I know others out there are enjoying it as well.
I will have to go with Kick-Ass as my best entertainment moment of the week.
Wow.
Just because we expected it to be this... dumb. You know, when you think about those kind of movies, like I never saw this, but that movie, what was that movie with Kurt Russell where it was like a bunch of superhero kids going to
that's not a bad movie.
Oh, really?
Well, no, it is. But there's some good moments in it.
But you know, those kind of movies that are just kind of cheesy and dumb.
Right.
We expected it to be kind of like that because the preview is kind of slapsticky in a lot of ways.
But it's based on a comic book, so
yeah. I didn't know anything about the comic book, so
oh, that's another thing on the iPad, the comic book reader.
Yeah,
awesome.
Is it different than the book reader?
Yeah, it is. And there's a couple different comic book readers.
But what's functionally different about it? I know it's a different app, but what's function? Don't they work the same exact way?
Yes.
Why wouldn't they just put that all?
No,
in the...
they don't.
No.
I don't think you can zoom in on
the book reader.
Book reader.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. You can, what you can do on the book reader is change the font size, like if you wanted the type to be larger.
Right. But, you know, they should have made that work like zooming in, but if you zoomed rather than actually zooming in the page, it just increased the font size dynamically while you're doing the multi-touch gesture.
Oh, interesting.
They should have done that because then it would be like the same action.
That is interesting.
You know, Apple doesn't invent everything good. Sometimes it comes from me.
Where's your check?
Exactly. That was not a freebie, Steve Jobs. And so, yeah, so I we really enjoyed Kick-Ass, and we didn't expect to enjoy it as much as we did. We didn't expect it to be the kind of movie it was. And even though it was pretty gruesome, and it, I guess for the first part of the movie, when we realized that it wasn't the kind of movie we thought it was going to be, we were thrown a little bit by that.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't think, even while I was watching it, that I thought I would enjoy it as much as I ended up enjoying it. Now, I will say something else about it. Mark Strong plays the bad guy. You know, he's been in everything lately, right? And I think he's a very good actor. I think that this ruined it a little bit for me, only because he's not quite as talented as hiding his accent as some other people from England or Australia or wherever.
Across the pond.
Across the pond. Thank you very much. Yeah, there were a few times where it seemed to slip a little bit,
right?
And I was a little disappointed with that.
Who directed this movie?
I do not know. Would you like to look that up on the IMDb app on your iPad?
I would love to. Okay. Just don't ask me to watch the trailer.
No, because then it'll lock up.
Matthew Vaughn also directed Stardust, Layer Cake.
So there you go.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Layer Cake was a great movie.
Yeah, he produced and directed Layer Cake.
Did you like Stardust, or did you not see that?
I never saw that.
Oh.
I like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, she was not the Michelle Pfeiffer that you usually like, though. Well, she was a witch, and she's...
And he's rumored to be the director for X-Men First Class.
Is that the one where they go on a plane trip and hilarity ensues? It's like a spring break version of X-Men. If you think about that, if you set X-Men in a hard R, mild X rating, and did a X-Men spring break, that could get pretty funky. With all those powers, you know what I'm talking about. Even know what that means.
Oh, I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we're done. All right, do you have anything else?
No.
All right, well, thank you everyone for your letters. Keep them coming. Dorian, we'll get back to yours in the next 3 or 4 episodes and break it down from there. Don't forget, you can send those emails to podcast@pause.com and always check the Facebook page where you can become a fan. And if you go to iTunes, you can both become a fan and leave us a review and a rating. And as always, we will see you next week.
Bye.